I was first introduced to improv around the age of 8 because I had the flu. That sounds super weird, but the correlation is this. My mom would let me sleep out in the living room when I was sick, and one of her favorite post-bedtime shows to watch was Whose Line Is It Anyway? When I moved to Crystal Lake during high school, I was reintroduced to the art. Unlike my first school, Crystal Lake Central had an improv team. In fact, the improv kids were renowned as some of the funniest people in school. Improv shows were an event, a must-see. We taught improv to the kids who came to theater camp, and through my own theater endeavors, some of the improv kids became my good friends, and they're still up there with the funniest people I've ever met. Between Whose Line coming back to TV a couple of years ago and the growing popularity of theaters like Second City, many are at least vaguely familiar with the art of improv, but there's always more to learn. The improv team at CLC today is flourishing. They even have kids from other high schools auditioning. In this episode of Artistic License, the CLC Laughleets, as they're now called, take us through the world of improv from their eyes.
If I were explaining improv to my grandma, I would first say, hi, Grandma. I would say to explain improv would be it's just acting, but without a script. We have to go in and we have to find character, location, goal, just like the basics of any good scene. And it's just learning how to develop that on your own without a predetermined script and going in, learning how to create your own world that your little story will exist in.
The first thing that a lot of people don't understand about improv is it's not just about being funny or having a natural talent of comedy. It's more like a muscle that you develop and flex every time you try it. So at auditions, a lot of misconceptions that might go around is you have to go up and do a stand-up comedy routine and just be the funniest guy in the room. But in reality, when you're actually on improv, it's more like a sport. You come to improv to do games that are specifically tailored, like a sport would have drills to certain skills that you need to successfully build a scene or a character or other skills that you need to have a strong presence.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want me. Craig Kingston, director. Oh my God. I was kind of practicing for this earlier today. Here's what I love about improv. Improvisation to me is about saying yes to life. It's about saying yes and. It's about taking opportunities and going with them. Pursuing them to sometimes crazy, ridiculous, but often fun and unexpected ends. Hey, Jake, you remember that time that we went to Florida together?
Yes, and we saw those alligators.
Yeah, and then you decided I'm going to kill one of those alligators because you were super hungry.
Yeah, but it turns out that alligator was my grandma's prized winning alligator.
Yes, and your grandmother was so angry with us for killing that alligator, especially because we used her comb to kill it.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, that's my good comb. I need that for my bristles. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Grandma, but the alligator's dead. And so we had to go to that alligator voodoo man to revive it. And that's improv. That's improv comedy.
Second City, Jake, you made it.
I did it.
That was your audition.
Thank you, WGN.
What can people expect when they come and see you guys do a show?
Okay.
We come up with a theme for each of our shows. It's improv scene, improv scene, improv scene, and then like an actual like scene that we wrote, like a sketch comedy. And we kind of like to have like a storyline going. So
this theme is murder mystery mayhem.
We're pretty good at puns. But no, I think when you come to one of our improv shows, one of the things that you should expect is just expect to hear a lot of Craig Kingston's voice, because he hosts it. So he does the introductions and explains to the audience like what's going on. So he's like the figurehead of it. And we're like his little puppets that he has on his strings. So yeah, he's like the Drew Carey of Central Improv. And we're all the people in his show.
The reason we have a mix of sketches and games, which is a little different than other comedy teams you might find at a high school level, is we take the Second City model, which is a show mixed of like original sketch comedy and classic improv games, which I think would make it especially fun if you're new to improv to watch it, because you're going to get a taste of a lot of different types of comedy in one show, since it's all mixed together, and a lot of different games and a lot of different situations. So, and if you come and you've never seen improv and you have no idea what it is, you'll catch on really quick, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with it.
Why did you just stare at me?
This show has been sold. Let's just yeah, let's move on. It's just a lot of answers, so it's good. I got enough.
Would you like the mic back? Okay, that's okay.
Stop talking into it.
I want it.
Lisa,
how do you find?
Oh my god!
Chill, chill, guys.
Yeah, it's like
we have that effect.
It's very funny, yeah. But.
The kids actually got a little bit more serious when I asked them why they started improv.
When I was a freshman, like, I came from a school that was really small, and so I didn't have, like, a ton of friends that came with me to Central. So when I first came here, I didn't, like, have a ton of people to talk to. And so I did tech for the Boy Spirit my freshman year. And after it was over, I heard Mr. Kingston talking to one of the students about, like, what improv auditions are like. And I was like, hey, Mr. Kingston, what are you talking about? And he said, oh, it's, like, improv auditions. It's kind of like, Whose Line Is It? Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I've, like, seen that show, and I really liked it. So I said, oh, that'd be kind of cool. And so he was like, you should go. It'd be kind of fun.
He said, hey, you're really good. You should come try out for improv. And I laughed because I thought it was stupid because I'm a very anxious person. I was like, I was not very good. And he went to Craig, he went to Mackie. He was telling all these people that I was really good. And that was very stressful for me. And then I thought it was going to die down over the summer. And we got back to the school in the fall. And he hounded me every day. You're going to improv tryouts. You're going to improv tryouts. And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't really want to.
And so I, like, stood outside the school, like, the night of improv auditions. And I was like, I don't know whether I want to do this or not. So I, like, actually walked all the way up into the room for auditions. And I saw all these people who, like, really knew each other. And I was like, wow, they all know each other. I'm not going to do this. So I left. But then my mom texted me. She's like, how are improv auditions going? And I was like, I didn't go. And then she like convinced me to go back up. So I went back up there, and I tried out, and it was like really, really fun. And like I felt really comfortable, even though I didn't really know that many people. It was a weird experience. And
I was always one of those kids who was like, dude, I can do sports. I can definitely do sports. I love sports. And then I was bad at sports. I always like had that like complex where I was like, I know I'm not good at what I do, but I want to be. Like, I want to be good at something.
In seventh grade, I signed up for, like, football in my town. And up until my freshman year, I thought that's what I wanted to do, like, throughout high school or maybe even with my life. And then I got to high school football, and I was like, nope, that's not what I want to do, because I'm actually a string bean, and everyone is a piece of steak.
And then sophomore year rolled around, and on a whim, I tried out for the fall play, and I made it, and that was really fun. And I was like, okay, theater's pretty fun, and I'm, like, not the worst ever at it, so, like, I'll like, do that, I guess. But I was, like, always really shaky on theater, and then the next theater thing I did that year was improv.
I didn't really have much to do, and I was accidentally, like, a mistake in the computer put in the choir, and I immediately fell in love with it. I really, like, found, like, a passion, and I realize now that's what I want to do. But then this year, I was going into school. I remember, like, the first day of school, walking in and be like, all right, this is the year where I'm going to do stuff, and I'm not going to do one thing and then be done. I'm going to try everything I can get my hands on. And then I tried it for improv.
And even though like I was like new at it and I didn't really understand half of the games, like I was very confused for the majority of the audition, I had fun. And like I felt like I was able to be more open than I had been in the past few years, just trying to be someone I'm not.
I also asked how improv had impacted their lives, and they were mostly serious, but let's be real, these kids are hilarious. It was really hard to even remember my questions because they were making me laugh so much.
How improv has impacted my life. Two ways. Taking risks and dealing with failure. Because I think how I try to say a serious thing. And Craig cries.
No, I just don't want you to look at me. I'm going to sit back here. Time out.
For the listener at home, Craig had his face inside his shirt.
Okay. So, I think anyone who's ever tried improv can attest to the fact that you have good days and bad days. You have good jokes and bad jokes, and failure just comes with the business. So joining improv has really helped me in everyday life of just accepting failure and learning from it and just learning how to swallow it without freaking out.
I just saw like a big confidence boost in my life, and saw like the ability to me be comfortable around others as well as just like talk just like normally without like freaking out about what am I going to say, how am I going to act around these people, and just letting it like come out. I think that helped me so much.
And I think auditioning for improv my freshman year and making it, I was kind of forced to like be pushed into the spotlight and like say who I really am, and it just kind of like joke around with like hearing people, and it made me a lot more confident.
Second part. Learning to take risks is a really important skill that you could use in all aspects of your life, and improv is a direct strengthening of that skill, because every time you step on stage, anything could happen, and it's a huge risk.
So I work in a job that is therapeutic recreation for special needs kids, and we ended up making a program that was improv. And it was a really cool program because we saw like a bunch of kids who like had like really bad stutters or like didn't want to talk, being able to express themselves on a platform where they could be entirely themselves with no judgment. And it was just a really cool opportunity to see them be able to express themselves in a way that they weren't able to find before.
And to wrap it all up,
I'd have to say, like, one of my favorite things about improv.
One of the things that I love about improv.
In improv, I can kind of be myself.
I have a place to put my weird accents and my weird, like, body movements, because I can't just do it in normal life. I have to kind of have a reason for it, and improv gives me that reason.
It's made me a lot more confident of a person than I was before I joined, and it's allowed me to, like, be able to, like, talk to people without being kind of scared, because if I can go up on stage and, like, make a fool of myself, I can be not that afraid in person with other people.
It's very important that you get to experiment with that at an early age, that you just get to bring out the creativity in your life.
It's a very unique experience. It's a different kind of platform for expressing your talents. At the same time, it's a really interesting challenge, and every time you come, you improve a little bit.
My favorite thing about improv, I think, is probably having an outlet for being able to make all the crappy jokes that I think of, and like being able to write them into a sketch and like make that actually funny.
Jake Mayer is really good at improv and comedy writing. I just want that to be on record. Jake Mayer is very good at improv and comedy writing.
And modesty.
And it's also about the community of these people who are on the same wavelength as me, who get my jokes, and I get their jokes. I think that's really important.
I think my favorite part about improv is being around the same people like every day, because they make me laugh, and they're a real comedic bunch.
You meet so many funny fellow people in the world, and it's nice having something that you do after school that you actually enjoy doing.
I'd have to say, like, one of my favorite things about improv is just this place where we can just really escape reality, because sometimes life can be very boring and bland, and then we can just create our own worlds with each other and just make it fun and make the day much better.
Our answer is relationships.
You literally
Gabe, that was an awesome answer.
Yeah, that was. Gabe,
don't use anything else. Rachel, you literally, you can tell you were trying so hard to suppress yourself. Like, you're like, don't do it. Don't say something.
We're all
weird.
Like, we do it for the goofs.
Weird self.
Let's have a round where you just go around, pass the mic, you say whatever you
just
one
beatbox.
Sentence that expresses you.
No, because no, I don't want to hear
I am Paul.
Thanks to Craig Kingston and all of the CLC Laughleets. You can see them perform their show, Murder Mystery Mayhem, this Friday, May 20th, at the Crystal Lake Central High School Auditorium. The show starts at 7 p.m. Thanks to WGN Radio, Hard Times Productions, and Tim Apuli. Oh, one more thing. Thanks to this interview,
I now have a bunch of sound clips of people yelling at someone named Rachel. These will certainly come in handy.
Rachel!
What's the goldfish's
favorite? Rachel
cracks them! I've never seen Rachel crack like that.
Hey, Rachel, how about you shut up? Rachel.
Do it, Rachel.
Rachel.
Get in there, Rach. Come on.
Yes, Rachel. Thanks for what you've done.
Until next time, I'm...
Rachel!
Woodall. Thanks for listening to Artistic License.